It's great to have you listening today. Good morning, 4 after 9, and this is Jim O'Hara with WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News. Classes began yesterday at Western Illinois University in Macomb and Moline. The academic year follows dozens of faculty and staff layoffs over the summer, including 89 announced earlier this month. John Miller with the University Professionals of Illinois says declining enrollment is partially to blame, but Western has also never been funded as a university system.
So while, you know, John Deere donated the land, the state built the buildings, it was never funded as such, as a system, because there are two distinct campuses with student organizations, management, administration on both campuses and stuff, but that funding for the institution never increased.
Miller's group is backing a bill in the upcoming legislative session that would increase higher education by $1.4 billion over the next decade. In sports tonight in the major leagues, the Cubs host Detroit, the Cardinals are at home against Milwaukee, and the White Sox play in San Francisco. The River Bandits open a homestand tonight against the Lansing Lugnuts. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, partly sunny with a high near 75. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low about 54. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and the high again near 75. Mostly sunny right into the weekend with warmer temperatures on Saturday and Sunday. Coming up on Think, kids may never think you're cool, but it is possible to at least earn their respect. How to be a supportive mentor for young people ages 10 to 25 when their brains are still taking shape. That's at noon today on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.